Hello, Internet. This is Human Spence calling. Yes, we have our first combination. We have our first step on the road to Baku and the road to the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. I'm Ewan Spence, and we have our first combination. It's not a secret combination. It's Sin Plus. We have the band. We also have their song as well, Unbreakable. Congratulations to the brothers there who have managed to be our first step on the road to Eurovision. We'll hear a little bit more from them later, as well as having a listen to the first song if you've not had a chance to catch up with it yet. Switzerland National Final was at the weekend. I was there along with Yes the Extra and a whole bundle of other Eurovision fans and OGE members and everything. Hi to everybody who's listening. And, of course, the big news, of course, was Liz didn't make it through. Liz Assia finishing 8th out of 14th in that national final. It's a tough one, really. You know, yes, she did win back in the 50s. She won the first one. She's national treasure and everything. She's our queen mum. But you just can't coast along with something that happened 50 years ago. And a wonderful song, I have to say. Not particularly suited to modern Eurovision. And I think the results showed that. Nobody gets a free pass. And nobody told. Not even Slovakia. Because we still don't know what they're actually doing. But there we go. Tradition and stuff. Right, let's have a look down the rest of the board. Find out what we've got. We've got some more names. We've got national final news. We've got music, as I said, coming from Sin Plus. We've got books. We've got novels. We've got little mentions. And all of that following this. It's not following much, it's a 5 second bumper, but there you go. Two more names for you to put in the book. Bosnia Herzegovina have announced that their singer for 2012 will be Maya Sar. You'll recognise her as the mad woman on the piano for Dino Merlin last year. She also was backing singer for Dane back in 2004. She'll be singing her own song, which we will hear at some point early in 2012. So just a name to go on there. We also have the name from Montenegro, who are returning to the contest for 2012. I love this one. They're sending Rambo Amadeus, which is just one man with a gun and song lyric. His song will follow up, but he gets bonus points for the greatest name I've seen in a long time for a band. No junior Eurovision news. It's a little bit of news that we finally finished our book. We got 14,000 words all about ESC Insight's travel to Junior Eurovision up on Amazon. Now you find the link back on the web. If you do read it, let me know what you think. It's something like £1.75 or something weird because of tax reasons and everything. But it's up there. Have a look. And if you like that, we'll do more of them as the national final season and Baku itself carries on. National final news. Yep, let's do that next. Some overarching news first. French reference group member appearing on Maradani TV in France has said that there will be no more internal selections. Now, that's not for 2012. That's for 2013. Going onwards, all broadcasters will be asked to have at least some form of public input into their selection. Now, they were saying that the minimum will be you can select the artist internally and they have to sing two songs on television and you can choose one of them. So there's a tiny, tiny bit of input all the way up to something as big as Melody Festival. And of course, it's going to be like the 3Js last year. They're going to go, we really like this song, here's another song, we're not that fond of it. Great big sign. But there you go, sometimes democracy is all about thinking that you have a choice. Denmark will be announcing all their names for MGP on the 5th of January, and the show will be 16 days later on the 21st of January. Estonia, just as we hit record on this one, released their names. 20-odd coming in for SD Lau. Ones to recognise, 2XL are back, they're calling themselves Soul Militia now, but they're giving it another go. Lena, who sang for Vanilla Ninja. Vanilla, did I get that right? Vanilla Ninja? Yeah, I did. Okay, and Malcolm Lincoln making another return as well, 3 years in the go, having go with that, and of course, the team managed to get there back in 2010. Malta have put up full HD videos of all 24 songs that will be taking part in their rescheduled semi-final and final, February the 3rd and February the 4th for that one now. I have to say that, you know, it's a typical selection from Malta. It's going to be a long semi-final to get through all of them. Klinsmann and Gianni catching my eye here. Gianni, mostly because I'm pretty sure it's George Clooney in makeup who's just having some fun. There you go. Slovenia, they're four left in Mission Eurovision over there. I'm getting rid of one a week. And I know they have a long process and it eventually works out with something really good. I just wish they would stop teasing us by putting Magic Eyck in the interval act singing some great, you know, okay, she's singing covers. It was like Christina Aguilera this week. And she's got a new album out. And they're like, there's a person, send her again! Three more weeks left on that one, and hopefully at some point someone will ask Magic Eyck to sing a Shirley Bassey number. That's it. That's all I want for Christmas. Singing Goldfinger. Please. Voice would suit it perfectly. Anyway, what else we have? Turkey have announced dates. Internal selection revealed on January the 15th. So we can keep an eye on that one. Slightly less news than last week, but of course the big one is, of course, we do know who's singing for Switzerland. If you want to keep track of the daily news, it's dead easy. Not through ESC Insight. We do the long-form stuff once a week or so. Daily stuff, ESEExtra.com is where I head to. And, of course, we've had Luke and everybody on here before, and we'll pitch in together. So it's very much recommended. Also, thank you for BMI helping us get round all the national finals. Got me out to Zurich to make sure that we could grab some time with Cineplus. Fly, BMI.com would be the recommendation. Cineplus are going to be representing Switzerland. I spoke to guitarist Ivan Brigini there right after basically right on the stage. It was great. National final finishes, everybody runs up onto the stage with the microphones and the tape gets strong behind the press, and we all get our minute or two. So I had a chance to ask Ivan one or two questions, and the first one was, of course, was a simple one. It's December now, the contest isn't till May. What are you going to do now?
We got a new CD now that came out like yesterday, so we're going to promote it and work on our show, on our music, and try to make more concert, and yeah, that's it.
You had to change the song to be 2 minutes long for here. How difficult was that?
We tried a lot of different versions, but we had one that from the beginning was the one, and we chose this one. We didn't want to take too much risk, and yeah, we did the one we believed that from the beginning that it was the right one.
So are you going to do a huge amount of work on the song now before Baku and Azerbaijan, or are you just going to leave it as it is as your song?
I don't know. I should think about it. I didn't think that we were going to be in Baku, so I don't know what our plan are. But
and just for our listeners, can you introduce your winning song for us now so we can play out with it?
Yeah. It's our song is Unbreakable, and I hope you like that song. Cheers.
We'll be hearing a lot of that in the near future. Thanks and congratulations.
Thanks a lot to you.
You can do everything you want. It doesn't matter. You can do it. You can do it. So please don't mind. Close your eyes. Take a trip outside your head. You can give it more. Swim against the swim. Following your wildest dream. Your wildest dream. Swim against the swim. Stop, rock this place. Don't stop, try your best. Don't stop. Don't stop moving. Today's all about. A good vibe is in the crowd. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Against the swim, following your wildest swim, you wildest.
10 plus there singing Unbreakable, a song we're going to hear countless times, and is probably going to have lots and lots of people going, why wasn't it Liz? Why couldn't it have been Ciara? That's what the public went for. 100% public vote in the Swiss national final. It gives us Gabriel and Ivan, and I think they're going to be great sports in Baku, forgetting about everything else. Right, what else do we have? It's your last chance to catch Paddy O'Connell in show in London. My semi-heaven, talking about his time as a commentator at Eurovision on the semi-finals. That's happening over the weekend. If you've got a chance, go around and see him. We're just putting finishing touches to a Neil Potts quiz for before Christmas. Thankfully, Liz didn't die on stage, which means all the jokes that we made at the start of the month when we recorded it can still stay in. Yay! I'll be appearing on Radio International with JP and the rest of the crew next Wednesday. So tune in for that one, radiointernational.tv. And congratulations to United Kingdom's OGE, who won the Open Song Contest for the third year running by sending Adele. Someone who quite a few people might like us to send to Eurovision, but will likely never happen. We'll end up with Charlie Church again. I'm Ewan Spence. Thank you very much for listening. ACInsight.com. This has been the unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast, getting you up to date every week with all the news that is happening around the world of Eurovision, and finishing with a burst of electric guitars that goes a bit like this.